All right, kia ora and welcome back to the show. And it's a sad week because it's our final one of the year, but it's also an exciting week because we've got a new member of the Scorpio Books team talking to us today about a book of the week. Welcome, Hamish.
Thank you for having me here, Liam.
Thank you for coming in. Now, tell me, where are we diving in today? I kind of know where we're going, but I'm very excited about it. What is our book this week?
Yeah, so for the final show, it's going to be a bit more of an alternative, interesting one.
I love that.
Last year we had a kind of Christmas summary. I'll be breaking that tradition and going on my own little route.
Yes, great. Yeah.
So I'll be talking about a local author. Her name's Anke Richter. And she's just recently published a book called Cult Trip. That was released earlier in the year.
Now, is the name accurate? Did she go on a trip with a cult?
Yeah, she did indeed go on a trip with the cult, so okay. I'm not misleading you there.
Great.
So she's a very interesting woman. She's done her interview on Radio New Zealand as well.
And,
she was talking about how this book was actually her second attempt at publishing a book.
Oh, right.
So the first, she touches on three cults throughout the book. So the first one is Centrepoint, so that's that New Zealand-based cult.
Oh, yes, yeah, yep.
And she also expands into Osho's ashram in India, Agama Yoga in Thailand, and the book concludes with Gloria Vale, which I'm sure we're all familiar
with. Right, okay, yeah. I was wondering if we'd touch on that.
And as well, you'll see the book in the bookshelf. It's quite beautiful. It's got this bright orange cover, then a little Gloria Vale kind of dress motif down the bottom.
Okay. Yeah. So like, what's kind of the purpose of the book?
Sure, so Anke started with looking at Centrepoint. She was at a new coming-of-age festival somewhere in Australia.
Right, right.
And at this festival, she met a woman who was a survivor of Centrepoint.
Okay.
And you can kind of see, you know, kind of this new-age festival, she's finding herself, latching onto this person from Centrepoint, and you can see the story develop from there.
Wow, okay, right.
So kind of a lot of the stuff you read around cults, it's quite academic, it's quite stand back,
observation,
judgmental even, right?
Yeah, right.
Whereas Anke, she takes this early step and then she talks to people and she tells the story through her eyes, not from what other people have said, and through the survivor's eyes as well, which is a really important voice to hear.
So is it quite emotions driven?
Yeah, oh, definitely. You can see a lot of emotion in the book. And Anke actually, she's very honest, and she brings up in the book, at times the book became too much for her, and she had to stand down.
Right, okay.
And she blurred the line between journalism and herself.
So yeah, right.
It became part of her more so than a journalistic approach.
So she covers, what is it, three or four cults. Mm-hmm. Does she kind of go one at a time type thing?
Yeah, little wee chapters. We start off with Centrepoint, so it's like part one is Centrepoint,
part two
is the overseas, and part three we conclude with Gloria Vale.
So did she travel overseas?
She did, yeah. There was another fascinating part of the book. She would often, all of the cults, I believe, she went and experienced the land itself. Some of them are still there, such as Gloria Vale. Some have moved on, such as Centrepoint. But she goes and talks to the people still there, or the people still hanging around as well.
Yeah. So what's kind of like the takeaways or conclusions from this whole experience?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a whirlwind of a book, right?
Like
you get a lot thrown at you, and it's quite intense. It's quite emotional at times as well.
Mm.
And one thing Anke really concludes well with is it highlights that people in cults aren't obscure out there people. They're people like you and me, everyday people, who have a utopia in mind, say, and they go towards that, and then they're taken advantage of, or they're put in difficult situations and manipulated.
Yeah, interesting.
And yeah, that caused a lot of reflection. You know, I walked the dog last night and I was like, oh man, you know, have I been in the, you know, yeah, but it's a good read for everyone, and it just challenges some of your views as well.
So. Yeah, right. Mm. I take it it's quite sympathetic, the view it takes.
Sympathetic towards the individuals,
not the leaders. Yeah, right. Oh, I love how this is our Christmas choice. This is great. So this is her first book.
Mm-hmm. I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, right. Is she a good writer? I feel like this is probably quite a well-written book.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I didn't put it down beyond eating and going to work, right?
Wow, like, really?
It was, yeah, really tore into it. And I was just thinking, with Christmas coming up,
yeah,
I was thinking of recommendations who you would give it to. And firstly, if you know anyone who's a young humanities student looking at kind of how people work, psychology, sociology, yeah, right, this type of thing, could really help, like, take those academic studies and put a real practical, real-world focus on them.
Mm.
As well, if you want to shock your aunt or uncle, you know, that more conservative one, go for
it. Yeah, absolutely.
As well, just anyone who kind of wants to break that reading routine they're in. This is quite out there, really interesting. And hey, if you walk away learning something, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'd say, what a fantastic choice. And it's kind of an area that, oh, I'm just smashing things in the studio now. Anyway, it's quite an area that, like, I'm fascinated. Were you kind of inclined to read things like this?
Yeah, I have read similar books before. Yeah, right, yeah, it's always been an interest.
Yeah.
And then Ray gave me from Scorpio gave me a reading copy, and I just tore into it and really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, Mish, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's much appreciated. And we're done for the year now, really. So just because it's a good place to go Christmas shopping, I should ask, if our audience wants to go to Scorpio Books, where can they find you guys?
We're in Five Lanes, which was formerly the BNZ Centre, just between Hereford and Casual Street.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much, Hamish, for joining me this morning.
It's been an honour. Have a great Christmas.
You too. Cheers.